Inside On Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. With us on our newsmaker line is the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. His name is Jay Byers. Always a pleasure to talk with Jay whenever we get that opportunity, because he's got loads of stuff and information all about the Central Iowa and the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Welcome back to the News Hour, Jay. Good to have you here.
Michael, it's always great to be with you, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's quite all right. You know, it kicked off yesterday, didn't it? The Global Insurance Symposium. Would that be accurate?
It did. The third annual Global Insurance Symposium did, in fact, kick off yesterday. We had something new that we started the event with called the Accord Challenge, which was sort of a pitch contest for insurance tech companies. And that was run yesterday, and that was sort of a ramp-up for today's sessions. And then we had our reception last night at the World Food Prize, which was always a great place to showcase Central Iowa. Full day of amazing programming today, and it wraps up tomorrow at about noon.
So we had the story yesterday about this kicking off, about 300 visitors we've averaged over the last couple of years. But what we likened this to is a real boost for the business of insurance here in the Des Moines Metro, particularly when we take a look at maybe stealing a little limelight from our friends over in Connecticut with Hartford. And now focusing so much of this attention on insurance here in Des Moines helps boost the credibility of that, well, of that industry, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that, I think that's exactly right, Michael. And I think it's an important part of the story is, as I said, this is our third annual Global Insurance Symposium. Year one, we had 300 attendees. Last year, 350. And this year, we are at about 434. Wow. It was our count as of yesterday. So we had this great trajectory and, you know, just this great mix of insurance execs from across Iowa, from across the country and across the world. And really it is. It's a great place to showcase the insurance industry that's been built not only here in Central Iowa, but across the state. And, Michael, as you know, there's, you know, about 80 insurance companies that are located here in Des Moines, about 200 in the state. Greater Des Moines has the highest percentage of insurance, of a concentration of insurance workers in the entire country. Mm-hmm. And we have Drake University with, you know, a great actuarial program, and University of Iowa, so, you know, great developers of insurance talent. And really, this is a key part of the partnership strategy, is to really leverage what has for many years been, you know, one of our key economic development clusters, and that's insurance and financial services, but to really be proud of that and to really leverage that and to really showcase the world that if we're having discussions on insurance innovation and the future of insurance, those discussions should be held here. And in many ways, this event was designed to be a bookend for the World Food Prize, which happens in the fall, which features our other largest industry cluster, which is, you know, ag and biosciences. And again, to be that place in the world where we're having those leading edge discussions on where that industry is going. Now we have the same thing for insurance and financial services. And again, two what we think are best-in-class, globally competitive industry clusters, and helping drive the future of those industries, not only in this country, but across the globe.
During this event that you're having, one of the things I think that is really very interesting is how you've melded old line insurance business. I mean, the business has been around since what? Ben Franklin, for crying out loud. But you've also melded something kind of unique in this, where you allow startups to start to pitch and talk about and, well, interact with insurance companies so that they might find new technological ways in which they might advance their care and also their business.
That's a really great point, Michael. And in fact, our theme this year is inspiring innovation in the insurance industry. And that's really what sets this particular conference and symposium apart from what you see in some other insurance conferences across the country and across the globe. And again, a laser focus this year on innovation. And I mentioned the Accord Challenge yesterday. But today we had the demo day for the Global Insurance Accelerator, another initiative that the partnership helped set up. And as you know, and I know you've talked with Brian Hemeseth before, and Mike Colwell, and some of these companies, and you know, six companies that are about ready to graduate, all were able to pitch their companies to all these attendees, and being able to showcase what is the potential for the future of the insurance industry with their companies. And so, again, a great opportunity for these companies to have an audience of customers, right? I mean, that's really what it's all about when you have these startup companies. What a lot of people don't think about, you can have this really great idea, but unless you have customers and people who want to buy it, it doesn't really mean much. And so, again, it's this great connectivity of the, you know, traditional insurance industry, which you have a lot of those executives here, and really the cutting edge startups within the insurance industry. And in fact, just as a, you know, I mentioned the Accord Challenge. Something that's really interesting is they're actually hosting three events this year, right? The Accord Challenge. Hmm. One is in Des Moines, and guess where the other two are? New York and London. That's a pretty good company to be in when you're talking insurance and financial services.
Yeah, and yet, you know, it's always surprising to me when I visit with individuals across the country and I say, well, where are you at? I may be doing a speech in Canada or here somewhere else in the United States, and somebody says, well, I see that you're from Iowa. Nice potatoes you have there. You know, it consistently, even though we have all of this good press and all of these good things, people still tend to get us a bit confused. We're talking with Jay Byers. He is the chief executive officer of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Was there any talk today about, and we don't, as you know, we don't do politics on the NewsHour. We stick strictly to business. But was there any conversation today about the Affordable Care Act and Anthem?
There has not been that specific discussion mm-hmm. today about that particular issue. There has been a lot of discussion, as you can imagine, about a lot of public policy issues. Sure. The speaker today at lunch was from the U.S. Department of Commerce, and there was a lot of discussion on TPP and that trade agreement and what that would mean for Iowa, the Iowa insurance industry and insurance industry across the board, if that were to be enacted, and a lot of discussions in terms of what's happening globally, in terms of things like capital standards and a lot of different issues. And so public policy is a big issue that's discussed here. That particular issue has not come up today, at least in the sessions that I
sure.
attended.
Well, it was kind of new news. Today, the CEO of Anthem said, you know, we're really glad to be serving more individuals in this expanded market. And he said that Anthem is likely to pull out a profit due to their work in the Affordable Care Act, which is so much different than what we had just, a week ago or so when United Health Group said that they were pulling out in many of the states that were out there. So these are, I would imagine, the kinds of things that get discussed among insurance executives from across the globe at the Global Insurance Symposium here in Des Moines. Can I switch up on you just a little bit?
Sure, absolutely.
One of the things that we had a story on, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, I don't know, things, you know how things kind of roll together after a while, is Accelerate DSM.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really exciting thing. Entrefest is, of course, no more in Iowa City. And Mike Colwell and some of our other friends at the partnership said, hey, wait a minute, we got something else that we can do on May 18th. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. And as you know, Square One Des Moines and Mike Colwell is a part of the partnership. One of the reasons that Accelerate DSM moved forward was as you mentioned, the fact that Entrefest is not going to be held this year. And part of the curriculum that had been designed for the Global Insurance Accelerator was for those companies to attend and participate
right.
In Entrefest. And so what we decided to do is what we often do here in Central Iowa is bootstrap our ideas together and had kind of determined that there's already a couple of events that were already planned for May 18th with Startup Stories and 1 Million Cups and put together some other events to make it really a day to showcase the startup community here in Central Iowa. And so, again, I think in many ways this is to celebrate the graduating class of the Global Insurance Accelerator.
Sure.
Which again was featured today, and by the way, all six teams just did an incredible job. It was really exciting to see them present, and at the same time to really showcase and celebrate all the great things that have happened within the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Central Iowa within the last couple of years, and we're very excited for Accelerate DSM and think it's going to be a really great day of activities.
Well, I think one of the things that points to, Jay, is the fact that when something presents itself here in the greater Des Moines metro in central Iowa, some heads get together and they say, you know what, why don't we try to do this? And because the Cultivation Corridor and because of the Global Symposium on Insurance and other things that have been so successful here for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the partnership can say, hey, how about we do this? And people tend to climb on board.
Well, I think that's exactly right. It's, I always tell our team and that no one's going to tell our story for us, and there's great opportunities here, there's great assets, and it's up to all of us to leverage those assets and to really take advantage of those opportunities moving forward. And, my favorite quote, Michael, is by Peter Drucker that says, the best way to predict the future is to create it, and that's the philosophy that we take at the partnership every day.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Jay, for carving out some time with us.
Hey, happy to chat anytime. Thanks for what you do.
All right. Jay Byers, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Chief Executive Officer of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. We were talking about a host of things there, one being the Global Insurance Symposium that's going on right now here in central Iowa, and also something coming up on the 18th of May called Accelerate DSM. We're going to have to step aside real quick because we've got the Wall Street Report tell you exactly what happened today on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad on Manhattan. Up, down, sideways, what happened to the stocks? We'll tell you what happened and why when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.